Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi.
What's going on, gang? Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's a Tuesday. It's a brand new Squirter Tuesday episode. Would you look at that? Huh? How fucking crazy is that? It's a new Tuesday, huh? We're back again. Just wanted to say shout out to everybody that's joined over to the Patreon during these fucking insane times. I appreciate you supporting the show. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm going to read your guys' names on the next episode. I keep forgetting to make a fucking list, but hope you guys are doing all right. I'm definitely losing it a little. You know, I got a mustache now. You can tell me how you feel about it in an Instagram comment. We'll see what happens, you know? I might have watched There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis. I got a little jealous of that thick fucking mustache he had, and I said, you know what? Why don't I grow one of those and keep asking the men in my life if they want to go for a ride? A mustache ride. Only $5. You know, that's what I keep doing. I keep fucking popping into my roommate like, you ready to ride? And I think just having a mustache is just funny, honestly. I really do. I think it's just fucking funny. Like, because I say a lot of, like, if you ever hang out with me, I just say a lot of fucking, if I like you and I know you, I say a lot of wild shit, all right? A lot of wild shit just comes out of fucking nowhere. I mean, like, I'll literally be just sitting, if my brother's in the kitchen or something, he's hanging, and I'm just, like, on the computer, I'm like, is anybody going to bang my ass? I'm just one of those people, you know what I mean? I just say shit out loud just for fun, just to try to get a giggle from the boys, you know? So, yeah, it's just funnier when that kind of crazy shit just comes from a mustache. You know what I mean? But, yeah, we're living in wild times. I think this is officially Corona week 3 since we started just, you know, the format of the podcast changed. It's just like, are the other dating podcasts and, like, sex and relationships? I don't really like to think of Young Daddy as a dating podcast. I like to think that we're going through a little journey called life together. You know what I mean? So buckle into your fucking sled and let's go down the mountain. All right? But are all these other podcasts just continuing to talk about shit? Like, it's not, like, this isn't even happening? Like, I wonder if the other fucking pods, like, here's what you should do if he's in your DMs. It's like, what are you, fucking crazy? Nobody's meeting up now, you know? We're all talking to our exes. That's all we're doing. That's all we're fucking doing. We're all talking to our exes. We're all fucking, you know, sending nudes. We're getting crazy. It is so funny. I wish we could see statistics. I feel like 500% more nudes are being sent now that everybody's under fucking quarantine. Because people just love sex. People love nudity. They're showing out and showing off. You know, I think, and it's like now, it's like the only law during Corona is if you're ever naked during the day, you better prove it. You know what I mean? If you're in the shower, you better fucking show somebody. Okay? If I don't care what you're doing. If you're in the shower, you get some soap, you lather up your tits, you send it to a dude that you kind of want to bang. If you're a guy, you soap up your dick, you get it fucking hard, you tuck it down the right side, you know, so you can hide how small it really is, and you send that off. You stamp it, you seal it, deliver it, send it off. Everybody knows a soap is great in a nude. But yeah, fucking, I just wonder if people are doing their shows talking about, like, here's how to know if he's really into you. What does an Instagram like really mean? It's like, are you fucking crazy? People are losing their goddamn jobs, all right? Focus on the big picture here, people. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing all right. Hope you're doing okay. I've been, I'll tell you, I have not been very productive. I mean, if I'm hitting 27 steps a day, I'd be pretty shocked, you know? I really would be. It's not a lot of movement going on, you know? My roommate ordered a Peloton, one of those exercise bikes. They're really nice. He's got one in the living room to use a 30-day free trial, and then he's going to fucking return it. And then maybe I'll order one on a 30-day trial and just return that, you know? We might do this for 6 months. Who knows? I can keep making fake names. I don't give a shit. Tommy Pickle Dick, you know, not to be confused with Boris Picklecock. That's a different guy. Same apartment, different guy. And I just get sued by Peloton just because my stupid ass put this out there. But Yeah, fucking, I'm every day my roommate's like fucking jacked, you know. He's got six-pack abs, all that shit. And I just see him on that exercise bike and I'm like, maybe I'll try that thing out tomorrow, and I just never do. You know, it's been a week. I don't know if it's going to happen. It's just hard to get up and go. You know what I mean? But we ordered like boxing pads and all that shit. We're probably going to like go outside and just fucking throw some combos where no people are. You know, get a little footwork in. Get a little hand work in. You know what I'm saying? It might be a virus around, but you got to keep these motherfucking hands sharp. You know what I'm saying? Bow, bow. So, but yeah, got to listen. Two episodes a week. I got to tell you, it's fucking, I've been just laying in bed for the last 2 hours staring up at the ceiling like, what the fuck am I going to talk about? What the fuck am I, what is there to talk about, you know? With the Patreon, we got fucking loose as a goose on the last Patreon. We got wild as a skunk. We did that thing. But, you know, and then eventually I just pressed record and here we are. I have no fucking idea. But I'm just like reading the news at this point. Their Twitter right now is like making a big rage that they, Trump brought the, like the CEO of this company, MyPillow, on like during that like daily briefing he's doing, and the guy just started basically the dude was like, listen, you know, I'm using my factories to create like surgical masks and protective gear, you know, for people and medical people, so our factory is gonna be doing about 500,000 masks a day, so you hold on to your balls because it's fucking coming, you know. And then he just goes off book, goes off script, and just starts talking about God. And he's like, yeah, and, you know, I think this is all happening because we pissed off God. And go ahead and grab that Bible out of your nightstand and give it a read. We need to get back to the good book, you know, which is, here's the thing. And like, people on Twitter are shitting on him for, like, saying that. And I get it, you know, I get it. Maybe, you know, everybody's different, so maybe you shouldn't have a guy on TV being like, that everyone's watching, be like, we got to put God back in our schools, all right? We lost God, and we got to get God back, all right? But I get it, you know, there's a lot of different people out there. I understand why you might be upset with it, but at the same time, the dude's creating like 500,000 masks a day, you know? At least he's fucking doing something, you know what I mean? That's like if, that's like the scenario I can imagine. It's Thanksgiving. Your whole family's over. You're ready to cook a turkey, and you realize, oh, fuck, the turkey didn't come in. I didn't buy a fucking turkey. All the stores are closed. What the fuck am I going to do? And just as you're outside saying there, your neighbor from across the street's like, I had a neighbor. You wouldn't need an extra turkey, would you? I accidentally bought two. I got two turkeys. I'd be happy to give you one. I see you got a ton of your family over there. And you're like, fuck. Yeah, dude, I totally could use another. You're not going to believe this. I don't have a fucking turkey right now. And he gives you a turkey, and it's a big, nice one. Juicy, you know? And just as he's handing it to you, and your hands are on it, and his hands are on it, he looks you in the eye, and he goes, you need to read your Bible. It's all in there. You know? And you just go, yeah, of course, yeah. And then you just slowly backpedal away, and you just say to yourself, ooh, I'm not talking to Gary anymore. And you just, but, you know, you just say thank you and that's it. At least the point being, at least the guy's helping, you know. Let him believe whatever the fuck he wants to believe, but whatever. I don't know. I feel like if you want to talk shit about what he's saying, you got to step up and you got to do something too. You know what I mean? All these fucking 16-year-old hipsters like, fuck this guy. It's like, I get it. You know, but people are good and bad. They might do shit you like them doing. They might do shit you don't like them doing. That's fucking life, all right? Be happy that he's making masks. Fuck it. Here in New York, they just sent up this, like, gigantic fucking Navy ship to act as, like, a hospital during, what is it called? The fucking, I think it's the Comfort. I almost called it the Corona, but it's the Comfort. Not to be confused with the Cum Fart. That's a totally different ship. That's a ship in Jersey. But, yeah, they shipped up this fucking boat, and every New Yorker nearby just went outside and gathered in the streets like a ton of people, started taking pictures of it. Like, that's fucking insane. The whole point is to be away from people. You know, and everybody on the internet is raging about it. I mean, look at these fucking idiots getting everybody sick, getting being fucking contagious, spreading. Look at this. They formed a goddamn mob to take a fucking Instagram picture. Everybody's like freaking out. But then, and I got mad and I was thinking the same thing. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, if a goddamn giant boat just pulled up outside my house, I'd probably go take a picture too. You know, I'd be like, yeah, I'd probably just be a fucking idiot. I'd probably be that stupid. Just go out and take a picture, you know? I left my house like one time in the last fucking 3 weeks. And it was like, it hit 80 degrees here. I went for a walk, went to the park. People fucking everywhere. But, you know, it's, everybody should fucking stay the fuck inside, you know? Stay the fuck inside. Call the old people, you know, and tell them to stay the fuck inside. All right? This shit's no joke. It's fucking serious. All right? But if you go for a walk every 2 weeks, you know, maybe that's okay too. Just once. Just a quick walk. I don't know. I'm not an expert, you know? But if you do, don't talk to anybody. Don't breathe at anybody. But stay the fuck inside. You understand? I shouldn't have even told you that I went for a walk. But what are you going to do, you know? I'm fucking staying in, you know. I got a lot to do. I got to do these. I keep getting sent auditions to do, like these like self tapes and like voiceover auditions, and I just haven't been doing them because I'm like, what? They're not gonna make this TV show. They're not gonna fucking make it. You know. It's like my agent's like, we got to reschedule your tour dates. Let's look at the fall. I'm like, are you fucking high? What the fuck are we going to be doing in the fall? There's not going to be, I'm not getting on a plane in the fall. Are you fucking crazy? But who knows? Maybe by summer this thing will blow over. That'd be fucking great, you know. I think I'm just naturally a little cynical about everything. But I don't know, you know. We'll see what happens. For now, it's just anal porn. What the fuck else was I going to talk to you guys about? I got a couple messages. Because I tweeted. I was like, what the fuck should I talk about today? And, the responses I got were, what did this guy say? He goes, what do you do about flirting out of pure boredom or prolonging a hookup to not happen until after quarantine? First of all, you should prolong those hookups, okay? I get it. You want to get sucked on, no matter who you are. Everybody wants to get sucked on. But just hold out, all right? Keep it at bay. Keep it over FaceTime. You know what I mean? Keep it over Snapchat. Keep it digital. You can go 2 months without it. You know, we got to flatten that curve, baby. So, yeah, just, if you're asking for an excuse on how do I prolong a hookup until after this, you have the easiest fucking excuse. It's right in front of you. Be like, hey, there's a goddamn pandemic going on, and I don't want to fucking, you know, risk talking to people. So, keep your ass home, and I'm going to keep my dick over here. That's all you got to do. And everybody's flirting. Everybody's fucking flirting out of boredom. I guarantee right now so many people that would never normally even be like, you know, I think what's happening is a pandemic and everybody staying home kind of gives us a just fuck it attitude, you know? I mean, people are like getting naked on Instagram Live and shit. It's crazy out here. It's really crazy out here. So, but yeah, everybody's got like a fuck it attitude now. You know what I mean? Everybody's just sending wild shit. Everybody's sending Tiger King memes all day. I tell you what. I know who did it. I know who spread this coronavirus. That goddamn fat bitch, Carol Baskin. That goddamn fat bitch. She talk about she have an animal sanctuary. And it ain't no sanctuary. We got way more sanctions over here. That fat bitch, Carol Baskin. I can't even believe her. You know, it's hilarious to think that the one thing keeping us all together and keeping us from losing our goddamn minds is that stupid fucking documentary. The editing is amazing. The directing is, but I talked all about it on the Patreon, but God, what a show. I've already watched it twice through. You know, I want to dress up as Joe Exotic for Halloween. I want to make my brother go as Carol Baskin. I want to just stare at him from across the room, just under my breath, muttering, that fat bitch Carol Baskin, just the whole time. You know, just what a character. What a fucking character he is. God. So charismatic. So fucking charismatic. I love that guy. It's almost like Netflix. And also the timing of it coming out couldn't have been more perfect, you know? It was like Netflix like kept an amazing weird thing just in their back pocket in case shit ever hit the fan and everybody had to stay home. You know? Just what a move to drop that. They're like, "Oh, quarantine started." Boom, bitch. Tigers, meth, crazy people. How about that? That's the holy fucking three-way combo right there. What a man. What a guy, you know? And it's shocking how much Carol Baskin is like Hillary Clinton. Like, to me, they have very similar, you know, dead behind the eyes kind of energy. They just have that same fucking vibe. Like, Carol is Clinton and Joe Exotic is Donald Trump. That's what it is. They're two people, and, you know, they're like yin and yang. They can't live without each other. It's like Batman and the Joker. Like, they need each other, you know? And I just heard that they're reopening the fucking, the case on Carol's husband in Florida. I heard, like, a cop down there, or the sheriff is, like, asking for leads in the investigation. Here's the thing. I already tweeted this. I don't think she fed her husband to the tigers. I do think that she ate her husband herself while the tigers watched hungrily. That's the kind of woman I think Carol Baskin is, you know? She's doing the same thing Joe's doing, and she's, like, painting him out as this, like, animal cruelty mother. She's doing it, like, listen, they're, like, the same person. Like, Joe is hiring prisoners and paying them, like, $100 a week. And she's not paying people anything. She's just getting, like, fucking stupid interns to come for 5 years. You know, but here's what I think. I think the tigers are a metaphor. I think they represent, because you think about it, right? How absurd is it? All these fucking, like, white trash, you know, meth-smoking, gun-shooting dudes are owning fucking tigers, right? Here's what I'm thinking. The tiger represents them not wanting to be white trash, them not wanting to be poor. They're, you know, if you have an exotic animal like a goddamn tiger, how can you be white trash? How can you be a loser? How can you be any of those things? You tell anybody, I work with tigers. Immediately they're gonna be like, holy fuck. You got any pictures? You know, it's like telling people you got a boob job. It's the same fucking thing. So I think the why that market is so big is for that fucking reason. To be like, no, I can't be nothing. I got a goddamn tiger. You know, and it's all cults. Every one of those groups is all cults. It's like one dude who owns like 100 tigers, uses them to get laid, finds these women, these young women who, like, most of them are probably abused, come from fucked up homes. They're young. They're setting out. They're, you know, they're ready to do yoga. They got a name like Tachantaloo. You know what I mean? And they're looking for a guru in life. And then they stumble upon some dude with some tigers, and he's like, yeah, we're going to have, I got all these fucking tigers, we're making a difference, you can work with these animals, I'm going to have a little sex with you. And she's like, what was that? And you're like, nothing, it's like a connection practice thing, you know. But look at these tigers, and they're like, okay, I'm in, you know. And that's how these stupid fucking cults are formed. They find these, like, people who are looking desperately for gurus and mentors. And, you know, and then they end up in fucking situations where they're signing to get breast implants. You know, how crazy is that? That to me is just inexcusable. This girl in the series, I don't know if you saw it. She's like, basically they told her, they're like, listen, if you want to work as an animal handler, you're going to need some big ass titties. All right. That's what they told her. Like, you can't be an animal handler without some big-ass melons, all right? So we got to get you some big-ass melons put on, then you can start working with the animals. So this girl gets a boob job to be an animal handler and tells the camera the reason she did it was to get some days off. Are you fucking nuts? Are you crazy? You can do more with your life, babe. Okay, get in a car, pack your fucking car, drive it up somewhere, Start working as a waiter, hustle up some money, and then figure out what the fuck you want to do. There's options. But nah, tits and tigers. But I'm just saying, if you end up with tits and tigers, I just don't feel like you can blame other people. You know what I mean? You got to kind of, at what point do some of these people take a little self-responsibility for their actions? You know, who thought that would be a good idea? Yeah, I just figured I would be an animal handler. I thought for these meth heads, what could go wrong? A lot. A fucking lot. I don't know if I'm coming off like a prick, but like, I mean, Jesus Christ, guys, let's make some fucking good decisions here, you know? But God, what a series. God damn it. But there's one thing I know I don't like that goddamn beach curl bicycle. That's like my favorite sentence, I think, to say. But let's do one email, man. Let's do a quick email. I'm literally recording this at 4:22 in the morning. We got to keep these episodes at like, you know, 20, 25 minutes. I can't do a fucking hour for, you know, I'm just not going to have enough shit to talk about. All right. I'm living in a fucking New York City apartment, not going outside. All right. So be fucking reasonable. And you know what? Support the goddamn Patreon. There's a little less emails coming in, and I assume it's because you're having the same goddamn problems I am. All right? You know, there's nothing to fucking do. But if you do have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. If you're part of the Patreon, make sure to include that in the subject. I'll know I can read it on a Friday episode. I can get to it faster. But this email here is called, "Is My Friends with Benefits Toxic?" Before I read it, I just wanted to say, if you have been enjoying the episode, please feel free, take a picture of it, tag it up on your Instagram, post it somewhere, take a quote from the pod, tweet it, holler at us, put it on your Instagram story. I love resharing it. I love y'all. You know what I mean? So let's spread the good word, and let's get into this goddamn email. "Hey, Daddy, I've been listening for a few months now, and I felt like I needed your words of wisdom on my situation. I'm 20 years old, and I just got out of a 3-year-long emotionally and physically abusive relationship. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very glad you got out of it. I immediately started sleeping with someone I went to high school with, setting the boundary of only having sex with each other, nothing more. As time went on, he started calling me cute names, doing sweet gestures for me, and buying me gifts. The sex ended up being more passionate, and we even started spending the nights together. I started catching feelings, so I decided to ask if he would ever want something more, but he denied that he did. I'm not looking for a relationship right now, but I enjoy the sex that we have because none of my previous partners have ever made me come. Should I continue to sleep with him even though I'm developing feelings? P.S. I've already had a talk with him about this, and he basically said he would stop acting as romantically involved in our friendship, but he's still continuing his behavior. Thank you for all that you do. You help me in ways you wouldn't even be able to understand. Come to Dallas." Thank you for writing in. I love you. I appreciate that. Let's dig into it. I just want to say it's nice. I feel like this is a good problem. I mean, it's not a great problem to have, but it's a much better problem to have than problems you might have had in the past with partners. So at least we're going in the right direction here. You know what I mean? Here's the thing. Guys do this a lot of... When we're dating you, we very much set that standard of, like, I don't want it to get serious, but then we do all this shit. The cuddling, the fucking small gifts, the romanticism, you know, and I think women often think, guys only do this if they want to be serious with me, but that's not the case anymore. Nowadays, the game has changed. That's how it used to be, but now it's more like, you know, we just like doing that. We like spending time with you. We like doing that romantic shit. We like doing that cuddly shit. And we can do it and hook up with you and then be able to sit at home and fucking play video games for a week. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not as, I feel like it's not as malicious as women think it is. It's like, no, sometimes we genuinely just want to do that without having to be in a relationship. No man is like dying to be in a fucking relationship. You know what I mean? That's something that we have to kind of get lured into. That takes us going, all right, this is, you know, this is it. It's time to man up. Let's do this. I want to be with this person. That's what it takes. And it takes a while for people to get there. When it comes to the topic of, you've already developed feelings, should you continue sleeping with them? I think it depends. I had a girl a little while ago who basically, like, told me, like, we were having sex. We're having amazing sex, you know, real rock star. And she was like, hey, like, I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to gauge where you're at with all this. There's no wrong answer. I just wanted to know, like, do you see this being more serious? Do you see it being more sex? Like, what do you... And I told her, I was like, listen, I just like hanging out every once in a while, having great sex. Like, right now I'm not, you know, trying to be in a relationship, because I wasn't interested in pursuing that with this person. I, you know, just that, just amazing person, awesome person, but that spark of wanting to be like, yes, like, let's do this, just wasn't there. So I wanted to keep it at a lighter level. And I told her, and I basically, I said, like, yeah, like, I'd rather be focusing on work right now, et cetera, all that shit. And, she said, okay, well, in that case, I don't think I should keep seeing you, you know, because I'm, you know, I got the vibe and understanding that she's like, okay, I like you. If I keep seeing you, that's going to suck for me. And honestly, when she said that, I completely said to myself, I really respect that. I said, I respect that move. Good for her. That's what I said to myself. Like, she knows herself. She knows this is only going to make her miserable. She, you know, it's going to create more problems with her, where she's like not going to want to date other guys because she's going to want this to work. She's going to be trying to make it work with somebody who doesn't want to make it work, you know? And I was like, good for her for doing that. And I think that 80% of the time, that's the right thing to do, you know? But I think a lot of times what happens is 20% of the time, people, maybe even more, people ignore that notion anyways, and they go, fuck it, let's just plead ignorance and let's just see what happens. And sometimes that works out. Sometimes then the dude is like, you know what, I don't want to lose this. And they, you know, it becomes a little more serious. But I think the better thing to do is to kind of be practical, pump the brakes a little bit, back yourself up, and maybe consider protecting your feelings here. I'm curious as to what you guys think about that. If you have a story related to that, send it in, because I'm really curious. I'm sure for some people it has worked, but I think a majority of the time you're going to set yourself up for, you know, you just can't be surprised in 6 months. You're like, God, he still hasn't committed. What the fuck? It's like, yeah, because he said he never would. So I think the more practical choice, protect your feelings, kind of back up and tell him, you know, if you change your mind, we can talk. But I think that's probably the best route for you. But I love you. I'm glad to hear you're doing better. You know, I'm sorry that this is a fucking shitty time we're all dealing with, but we're going to fucking get through it. And, somebody else was like, what do you do if your girlfriend has blocked you or your ex has blocked you? This is from, I believe, a lesbian fan of the show. Okay. I don't know why I did that voice. But if your ex has blocked you, I think always you should just not contact them. That's what I think. Just try again in 6 months. See if you still care in 6 months. You know, I think you should take people's blocks seriously. I think the only way around it, send a letter. You know, if you really want to put that work in, send it in. It's really all you can do. I think respect the block. And for those of you that are super bored and trying to figure out how to spend your time, I highly suggest get addicted to a fucking video game or a musical instrument. Things that you can really sink thousands of hours into in the comfort of your own home. That's really all the best thing you can do right now. Don't start painting, because it's not going to take up enough of your time. All right? Do something that you can really just sink 1,000 goddamn hours into. Also, Zoom calls with your friends, FaceTime chats. I FaceTime like 10 people a day. I just need to, you know, I just need to talk to people. So those are my tips to you. I'll see you guys on Friday on the Patreon episode. Maybe I'll throw up a poll on the Patreon today and be like, what do you guys want to hear about on Friday? What do you guys want to chat about? What you guys want to chat about? Maybe we'll do like a live stream or something like that for the patrons, you know, maybe start rolling something like that out, right? You know what I mean? But other than that, I fucking love you guys, man. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Thank you for being a part of the Young Daddy Nation. You know what I mean? Spread that word. Spread that love. Tell somebody about it. Do the right thing. You know what I mean? Tell, if you're living with a fucking roommate right now, or an apartment mate, or a flatmate, or whatever the fuck, do something nice for him in this quarantine. You know what I mean? We should all be lifting each other's spirits. Just clean the fucking bathroom once in a while, Carol. Just clean the fucking bathroom once in a while. You know what I mean? That way your roommate can come in and say, wow, you cleaned the bathroom. You go, yeah, I cleaned that up for you. You know? So just fucking do something nice, you know what I mean? Bake a cake, get a fucking Entenmann's, whatever the fuck you're going to do, set it up, do something nice for your roomie, and, you know, everybody's going to live happier, more peaceful. Light a fucking candle in the apartment. That's a good point right there. So, other than that, I'll see you guys on Friday, man. I'll catch you on the flip. Peace. We'll be right back.
Thank you.